We'll Greetings, music lovers. Welcome to the Hard Stuff. Tom D here, back again with some heavy sounds to lay on you. We started things off tonight with some deep heaviosity from the band Doc Dow. We heard the flip side of their 1969 debut single, the song Aire Pyrenees. These guys were from the city of Toulouse in the south of France. You know, I made a comment back in Hard Stuff number 16 about there not being many French bands that impressed me, but looking back, I realize I've included one or two French groups in every show since then. So maybe it's time for me to retract that statement. There's definitely some kick-ass hard rock bands that came out of France. Up next, we're gonna head back to the good old US of A to hear from a Midwestern outfit called Hard Road. Here they are with their 1972 single, Pain in My Heart.
Thank you. you, I was looking in the sky, when the sun turned all to blood and the thunder clouds rolled by. The sea began to shiver and the wind began to moan. It must have been a sign for me to leave you well alone. I was warned about you, baby, but my feelings were a little bit too strong. You never said you loved me, and I don't believe you can, 'cause I saw you in a dream and you were with another man. You look so cool and casual, and I try to do the same, but now I've got to love you. Tell me, who am I to blame? I was warned about you, baby, but my feelings were a little bit too strong. Voice as I stand here all alone, and what you slowly take away, a love I've never known. I was warned about you, baby, my feelings are a little bit too strong, just a little bit too strong.
Was the Ainsley Dunbar Retaliation with their 1967 single, The Warning. You probably recognize that song as covered by Black Sabbath on their debut album from 1970. This group was led by drummer Ainsley Dunbar, who was involved with a great many notable bands, such as the Jeff Beck Group, Jefferson Starship, Mothers of Invention, UFO, and many others. Before ADR, from Greensboro, North Carolina, we heard Arrogance with a 1970 B-side, Black Death. This group included Don Dixon, who later found success in the 80s as a solo artist and record producer, working with the likes of R.E.M. and the Smithereens. Now we're going to head south of the equator to hear from the Peruvian group Pax. We're going to hear a 1974 B-side called Dark Rose. Listen for the James Brown groove that suddenly slips in about halfway through the song. Check it out.
Guns N' Roses! hard stuff.
Underbeats with Darkness. These guys were a Minneapolis-based outfit that released a string of singles throughout the 60s. Darkness was the flip side to their last single, released in 1968. And before that, we heard the German group Old Lumber with their 1971 release, The Water Sprite. Now it's back to France again to hear a track from Little Sammy Gaha. Sammy was actually Australian, but he operated out of Paris in the early 70s. Here he is with his 1972 release, Heavy Head.
Feeling much stronger.
Thank you. what are these images that I see? They are all black, what can they be? Why are they eating up my mind? When I return, what shall I find? Lucifer, go down now. Take me on the round round. Lucifer, go down, down. Lucifer, go down now. Take me on the round round. Lucifer, go down, down. You're gonna die. Everybody's gonna die. You're gonna die.
Was the Scottish group Writing on the Wall with Lucifer Corpus, the B-side of their 1969 debut single, released on the Middle Earth label. Later that same year, they released their one and only LP, The Power of the Picts. Before that, we heard Viscount with the song Groupie. These guys are something of a mystery. They were an American band, and that's about all I could find out. Now we're going to hear from a Yugoslavian band that did most of their work in Holland. Here's Fire with a 1975 release, If You're Alone Tonight.
Alone tonight, you must know that I'm alone too. I'm disappearing slowly in my troubled mind. I'm disappearing slowly and thinking of all kinds. You need to keep hold of my hand tonight, or tell me something by the way. But I am crying now with all of my heart. But I am crying now with all of my heart. My heart. all of my heart. And I am crying now with all of my heart. And I... We'll be right back.
From Lisbon, Portugal, that was Charanga with their 1973 single, Acid Nightmare, released on the Zip label. Before that, it was TNS, aka the TNS Blues Band, with their one and only single, Time's Up. Well, that's just about it for tonight. I hope there was something in there that got you off. If you dug the sounds, let us know. Share your comments on the show at my website, sonicdaydream.blogspot.com. I'm going to leave you tonight with a song from a band out of McAllen, Texas. This group featured singer Dave Williams, formerly of the Headstones. Here's Ciampi with Lay on the Floor. Until next time, this is Tom D saying, keep on rocking.
Lay on the floor. You are a long, long way from Fort Riley now, and there is no Jesse Cafe in town on Washington Street where you can sit around the counter eating hamburgers and sipping coffee without having to be afraid a bomb might go off, like it did at that restaurant in Saigon a few weeks back. You can get killed here. Get out while you are still alive and before it's too late.